Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. But there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm very excited about our good friend Grace Marie Turner being back on the show. Grace Marie is a 22-year member of our Brain Trust, one of my favorite people on the planet, the president of the Galen Institute, founding member of the Consensus Group, co-author of a number of books on healthcare, including one of my favorites, Why Obamacare is Wrong for America and Sure as Heck Wrong for Small Business. She's our good friend, Grace Marie Turner. Welcome back.
Jim, it's a pleasure to be with you. And how important your show is in times like these, in crises, to rely on the experts that you have cultivated over the years to help small business through what many may have to be saying is the biggest crisis they have ever faced with their business, trying to keep it afloat during these unprecedented times. And the tools and the skills and the guidance you give to them is invaluable. This is what the Small Business Advocate was created for, Jim.
Well, thank you for saying that. I appreciate that. Of course, none of this happens without you, Grace Marie. I mean, you've been steadfast right here for over 22 years, and you and I've been through Y2K, we've been through the 2000 crash, we've been through Obamacare, we've been through a whole bunch of other stuff, and you've been right here as a leader in all this, and I appreciate you very much. I want to ask you a question about the response. I've been pointing out to everyone in my show and in my writing we really have a 1-2 punch hitting us right now. We have the threat of the disease to our health, but we also have the real threat of the political response to the disease that's hitting our ability to make a living. And a lot of that was created, was the result of being afraid that we were not only a bunch of people were going to die, but that the system, the healthcare system, was going to be overloaded. How far wrong were they about that?
They were 100% wrong. Part of it is that Americans did respond to stay home and, you know, take care of yourself, wear masks, don't go out, schools closed. So there was an initial sort of slowing of the spread. President stopping the flights from Wuhan was really important to stop the virus coming
in. In January.
So those were all important. But the really important thing is that there has been an incredible response, that the president literally mobilized in the country with a mm-hmm. World War II manufacturing
and
capability
people,
for the ventilators.
And companies and responded, and also individuals. We've responded. We've complied, yeah. Haven't we?
We have. And then he's able to build a hospital in 3 or 4 days
right.
with the military, bringing in the U.S. comfort. I mean, we had enormous resources. There, I don't know how they had maybe a couple of dozen patients on the USS Comfort. They didn't need it.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing that's crazy now, Jim, is that, yes, we had all this excess capacity. That was the main reason. We weren't going to be able to stop this virus. We wanted to slow the spread so that we didn't overwhelm hospitals with capacity.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that didn't happen. It's now warmer weather. We're seeing the decline in new cases. But the government can't stop the policies that were needed two or three months ago,
mm-hmm.
and now we need different policies. We're finding if people can get outside, if they can get fresh air, especially if they can go to the beach, there are
the governors and the mayors, it seems that they're power drunk, and they can't turn it loose. We've got to take this back from them, don't we? We have to take it back
from
them.
We do, and they're still listening to the public health experts. where there is not an economist among them. And actually, Dr. Fauci was asked this yesterday at the hearings, where, you know, well, what about the economy? What about all the people who are dying of suicide, who are becoming alcoholics?
Who are going to die a year from now because they didn't get their cancer screened yesterday.
Yes. And he's saying, that's not my job. Well, I'm sorry. It's somebody else's job. But we have to stop letting you run the country.
Is there any evidence that social distancing is working? Do we know that? I'm not saying there isn't, but what do you know about that?
You know, I'm not a physician, and I read a lot from the physicians who are on the front lines, and they have a very different perspective than the academics and the bureaucrats who are making the decisions about what people should do. And there is evidence that actually staying home and completely keeping yourself away from germs reduces your
ability to be immune from it. Yeah. Well, of course, Grace Marie, as you know,
people do all sorts of things.
People have been social distancing for me for years. Nobody wants to get within 6 feet of me, and they have been doing that for years. Hold on to that thought. Right back with Grace Marie Turner. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.